Hi, Meet Me After Class listeners. I just wanted to add a little amendment here after our original introduction. Everything just kind of went off the rails with this one, but it was still kind of funny, so we're just leaving it as is. But we don't get to discuss what we originally wanted to at the beginning of this. So bear with us, enjoy a few laughs, make fun of Lori as we do, and enjoy the show. We are tired. We are ready to be done with the school year. It seems the world might just be over it. All of it. In an effort to shake things up today, Sean, Lori, and I will be talking about the tweets, Reddits, Instagram posts, TikToks, YouTubes, and other social media that have either taught us something or made us laugh. Join us as we delve into the world of social media, looking at trends, dancing animals, and so many other things that the kids are watching. Dear Lord Child, did you film me losing my shit and post it on YouTube? You need to meet me after class. Welcome to our loyal listeners. I hope there's more now. I haven't checked lately, but I'm pretty sure that we have some great listeners, and I'm excited for us to be back today. This might be our last podcast before the end of the school year. We'll see what happens. As I stated before, we're all a little tired, and Lori's about to lose her shit. So we have 17-ish days left of school, and this is a time where you see many cases of senioritis. But I have to say, I think we're all looking forward to the end of the year, more so than ever. I feel like I'm teaching because the kids are having a conversation that I'm not involved in.
No, I normally look at my crotch this much. I wasn't looking at my phone.
All right, and on that note, so how are you guys doing? It's almost the end of the year. Our seniors are getting senioritis. I'm getting end of year itis. Are you ready to be over?
Well,
done.
Let me start it out with my classic catchphrase: "Hey, hello, hi there."
Rude.
Yes.
Rude. Yes.
Still gonna say it. Hey, hello, hi there.
Oh, welcome, Sean and Lori.
Constantly stealing my bit.
These two, it's like having toddlers sometimes.
Says the third toddler.
Well, this is true.
It's a podcast of toddlers.
I'm a toddler with a computer.
I mean, look, it has taken us like 4.5 minutes to start recording this because we...
Yeah.
The baby cast.
The baby cast?
The baby cast.
Goo Goo Gaga.
We're like the Muppet Babies.
Oh, love that show. Not the remake, the OG one.
Okay. So you asked how we're doing.
Yes.
I think we answered that. We have, at this point, probably pretty thoroughly descended into madness. I have never been more tired. I have never thought about quitting teaching more. It is overwhelming, and I am ready for the year to be over.
I'm good.
Shut up.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know. I've kind of just embraced the chaos out of it. Like, it's really weird to show up and have so few of students in our school, which I think is the case of every school in the state. Slash country.
Yeah.
Maybe world. I don't know. I'm not going to speak for those guys. But yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to have some joy out of it. I am enjoying seeing students in person. They've been pretty responsible, actually, of like, I'm not feeling well. I'm going to stay at home. So that's actually been a pleasant surprise. The few. What, do you know of something that I don't?
No, I was going to say, or the, I'm tired. I'm going to stay at home.
Okay, well, yeah, I was...
I'm not feeling it. I'm going to stay at home.
Glass half full, glass half empty. Your guys' glass is off the table, broken on the floor. Okay, look, there's glasses. That's what we know.
I mean, it's been difficult for me because I have a student teacher, and so like I feel like really that I don't have that. I don't have as much work as I usually do. And so it's just trying to not totally check out of everything.
I know. I mean, you and I have been co-teaching, and I've done literally all... I'm joking. That's absolutely why I cannot finish that sentence. Oh, my goodness. She has helped me so much in this process.
Sean does all the grading, the stuff I don't like to do.
I do a lot of the grading.
Yeah.
But we also have been... We almost all three took a sip of our beverages right there. That was terrible podcast etiquette. There would have been dead silence right there.
But I think, well, at least our teaching together is more... I mean, you can't have things undone. And so you like to do things. And I'm okay with letting it sit there for a while.
Yes. And you're a better planner than I am of actually, you know, planning, where I don't.
A yin and a yang.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, just toot each other's horns for around 5 minutes. Why don't you?
Toot, toot.
Toot, toot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Lori, you're awesome, too.
What about your horn? Beep, beep. That's the littlest of toots.
I'm a tiny tutor.
Oh, tiny tutor.
I gave you the alley-oop, but you took it.
Dunked on you.
Dunked on you.
It dunked on you.
I want you as an announcer of the NBA now. Like, oh, and LeBron James goes and he rams it down. He's just like, he dunked on them.
Yas!
What the hell was that? That was the most forced yas.
So to explain a little more about Lori's...
can't yas the pain away.
Lori's mentality. So I found this picture of two red pandas. You know, they're really fluffy and cute. And how they show dominance is they stand on their hind legs and they put their paws out. But when they do that, they still look like the most amazingly cute, fluffiest animals. And so I sent it to Lori, and then she sent it back saying, oh, it's like me. And I said, yeah, probably with the same results, too, because even when Lori's scary, she's not too scary.
I know. I'm the tiny tutor.
She's just going with it. I'm trying to give her a way out, and she's just going to keep ramming it down.
Yep. You opened up the door, you showed her the way out, and she slammed it and went and burrowed in the couch.
I dunked on you.
Oh my gosh. I think Lori has officially gone into madness.
I said it.
She's like the world's lamest, like, pull string doll catch. Like the real broken ones here that it's like.
Yeah!
You pull the string. Yeah! Pull it. I dug, dug. It's like, who did they make this for?
So we're all tired. We're all exhausted. What is something you're looking forward to this summer? Not all at once, though. Please, not all at once, though.
I am looking forward to my boyfriend moved to Austin, and I've never been to Austin, and so I am looking forward to, now that I am fully vaccinated, getting to see Austin and spend time with him.
Yeah, Austin's not his name, by the way.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's like seeing Austin, and I was like, who's Austin?
Austin the place, Josh the person.
I was like,
Josh.
Do I need to call Josh and be like, hey, look, there's this guy, Austin. You're going to need to fight him. It's like, it's a city. I'm like, that's a lot of people. I got your back. Let's go. Me just punching the ground at Austin.
So you're just going to go visit Austin? That's it?
And not do work.
Exactly.
I am, Stephanie and I, for the past 3-4 years, have taught summer school. Which is not a huge time commitment, but we have both decided to let somebody else take that on this year and fully take a break from teaching. And it is well deserved and well needed. There's my toot toot of my own horn.
There you go.
Yes, exactly.
The lightest of pets.
Tiny tutor.
Don't throw your elbow.
Sean, what are you looking forward to?
I mean, my summer is usually like the same thing, which is kind of just shut my brain off for like a week and a half and then sit there and be like, okay, I'm good, I could go back now. And then I'm like, well, what do I do for the rest of summer? But I'm gonna like really just commit to like a good schedule. I'm still gonna be getting up early because, again, I've just lost that ability to sleep in. It's like, oh boy, I slept until 6:13. Whew, my day's late.
You know, I used to be that person, but now I sleep in on Saturdays till 10:30 or 11.
If I possess that ability,
I don't know why, but all of a sudden, just yeah. Saturday. So.
I think it was COVID. I think, like,
you it know, could be.
We didn't have to sleep, or we didn't have to get up at our normal, like, whatever, 5-6 time. And so mm-hmm. you guys were getting up at, like, 8 consistently. And I just still got up early, but I'm going to be doing a lot of running.
I guess he's better than us.
Listen, I can't sleep in past 7 now.
So the elderly population that is listening to us is like, yeah, here, here. All right. We should start a rap band.
I do go to bed like at 8:30 or 9 sometimes.
All right, party animal. Jeez. No, my plan for the summer is try to be outside as much as possible, go to the gym. I'm fully vaccinated as well, so try to, like, you know, implement myself into society and, you know, do normal things. And, yeah, no real big plans out of it. I have a family reunion that I do every year at Cannon Beach. I'm looking forward to that. I will be doing some work because I renew my national boards next year. And so, and part of the thing I'm talking about is the the co-teaching experience with Stephanie. So I have the material for it. So I am going to sit aside some days, really depending on the weather, and, you know, write that stuff out and just kind of, you know, just see what each day takes, kind of thing. One day at a time.
One day at a time. I, like Lori, am not working this summer. I'm not doing summer school. I'm also not doing middle school summer school because there's not enough money in the world to make me do that. I don't think so.
They're not willing to pay enough
money. That's true. That's probably true. I'm planning to go visit my brother down in Guatemala for a while. And then maybe a road trip around the U.S., a solo trip. I've always wanted to go see Mount Rushmore. And I'm sure I'm going to be disappointed once I get there because there's nothing else and it's in North Dakota. But I'm excited about doing something. I've never seen the Grand Canyon either. I'd like to see that. But just trying to do some things that are a little different and read some books. I have a stack of books that I keep buying and I haven't read any of them.
Buying more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I have a backlog that I need to read.
Yeah.
And then I'll read like two chapters and I'm like, yep, I'm good. Ooh, more books.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just bought a new one about the history of the Secret Service and, especially what happened to it prior to Trump and during Trump. So it's interesting. It's just, sometimes reading is difficult when you're just emotionally and physically and intellectually exhausted after a day.
Especially when it's history.
Hey, I enjoy history.
Yeah. It's just not the same emotional release and like separate from the real world.
Well, it depends on who's writing it.
I mean, even some of those book studies that we did, like the content was fantastic and it was amazing. But yeah, I read for escape. So I need like fiction. I need a story kind of thing.
Yep, me too.
Where it's like, I want to better myself. So I want to read those books that will better myself. But I'll sit there after a while. Especially the fatigue thing. Because, oh man, there's been some fatigue and some crazy stuff in the world where it's like, I hate everything right now. Let me read something else and start hating more things. Yeah. Okay.
That's true. I mean, you do need a break from it. You can't watch CNN or MSNBC every day. Sometimes you just need to watch the British Baking Show and just, you know, watch them make drizzle cakes.
But you did learn not to eat Oreos while watching the Great British Baking Show.
Yeah, because they just don't taste as good because they have all these fancy things.
I watched the Army of the Dead Netflix movie, the Zack Snyder zombie one.
Yes.
It had zombies.
It did.
It was a movie.
It was,
I know you know none of these, but.
No, but I could have told you that.
It was interesting. I was excited because Tig Notaro was in it, and she's one of my favorite comedians. She's just so deadpan. But she was barely in it, and it was just, everybody else in it was just so either over the top, or you just like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, it was like I watched it, and I finished it, and I was like, well, that was a movie.
Yeah.
I'm not mad.
No.
Not excited, but
right.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like I wasted a little bit of my time, but all right.
I've done way worse to waste my time out of it, okay? Like, I think of those, like, phone games where you just basically, like, click repeatedly
yeah.
kind of thing, and it's like, I've spent 2.5 hours clicking something.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
That's for sure.
I think it's worth a watch. The like, cinematography and stuff, the budget, I guess, was high enough that
yeah.
it didn't look like a Sharknado B-rated
movie. No, but it was just, it was kind of weird how they were portraying the zombies and everything. It's just kind of...
Yeah. So, Lori, zombies are...
There were zombies. It was a movie.
And thus has been Lori's review of the movie.
It was the same as the person who watched it.
She would give it 3. Yes. Out of 5.
Maybe 1. I dunked on you.
Oh. Now our spinoff podcast of Lori reviews movies. I would actually listen to the shit out of that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that would be really hilarious. Yeah.
You were about to watch a movie. Like, you were having a bad day, and you texted me and you said, like, you bought a ton of Mexican food.
Yeah, I bought $60 worth of Mexican food.
Which, as you said, like 40% of that was Uber Eats fee. So,
yep.
But then you were like, I ordered $60 of Mexican food, and I'm watching a movie. And then I text back, and I'm like, cool, which movie? Because she never watches them. She ghosts me and just doesn't answer. Next day, I'm like, so what movie? It was bugging me. She's like, I fell asleep. I was like...
Before or after the Mexican food?
During.
Oh, after.
During.
Okay.
Mid-burrito.
I mean I will say I didn't finish all $60 worth of Mexican food.
I've been very impressed.
I ate some, was like, I tired.
Well,
put the rest in the fridge, and then crashed.
$60 in Mexican food is impressive, but also, like, we talked about this. We talked about like which fast food you would go with, and you were like, I don't eat fast food at all. So $60 for you, that could be like an item at a restaurant that you go
to. It was a full dip flight, so it had salsa, guac, queso, and a spicy black bean dip. And then chicken burrito bowl thing, and an appetizer. It was some bacon wrapped stuffed jalapenos. See,
I could eat all of that. Man, if you had told me you ate $60 of Taco Bell, I would have been way more impressed.
Well, I mean, when you're buying online, though, you're getting from Uber Eats or DoorDash. I mean, it's so easy to get that. You buy two entrees and an appetizer, and then you have all the fees put in there.
Yeah, then you put a second mortgage on your plate.
And if you're going to pay the fees at one point, you might as well order extra so you don't have to order food the next night. Mm-hmm. It's economical.
That's gaming the system right there. That's exactly what you do.
That's exactly what you do.
Or you order two different times because...
But then you pay the fees twice.
But then you get food twice.
I'm excited to go see a movie this summer because hopefully...
Which movie?
Any movie at this point. Nah?
Nah.
I'm trying to really figure out like very specific things that I can just do solo because a lot of people in my life are just going to be busy during that time to where it's like I'm going to have to kind of entertain myself. And I've been doing that for the past two years now because of COVID. So,
well, I think movies are a good way to do that. I'm thinking for my birthday, I might buy out one of those because you can do private screenings at the movie theaters now, and then like $100 and you can have all your friends there and drink. And
depends on the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because we need something that we can yell out.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't want to sit there and it's like Inception and then sitting there having to actually pay attention.
Yeah, we'll have to get something.
I want it like that time that you make it like super awkward and it's like 50 Shades.
I was just going
to
say that.
Well, because I was thinking of when you told me you saw it and then the one person in the theater with you was like, say no, bitch.
Yeah, that was the best like group theater experience I've ever had.
Yeah. I mean, you got to pick the right movie. I mean, you can't just do any movie.
I mean, it's Point Break. I mean, we've established this. That's
Point Break. I should probably watch it like for the first time first, though.
Oh God!
High School Musical.
No.
High School Musical 2.
High School Musical, the musical, the musical.
The Christmas special. Whatever. We're all in this together, okay?
When I pop on Netflix, it says or Disney. I don't remember which one. Is it High School Musical, the musical, the musical? And I'm like, what?
Okay, what if you book it out for an extended period of time to watch multiple movies, and it's just really bad sequels?
Just all sequels.
We don't watch it. We don't watch the original.
We just search all the bad sequels.
Terrible sequels.
As somebody who never watches movies, I feel like I would be so freaking confused.
That's what I want. I want. That's where your movie review podcast is going to be. You're going to review movies. Yeah, yeah.
I only review sequels.
Review sequels.
Bad sequels.
But we have to. Well, we have to find sequels that you had to have watched the first one to know what the heck's happening. Like The Matrix.
Oh, yeah.
You watch the second Matrix and you will have no idea what's happening.
No idea what's happening.
Because I watched... You've never seen The Matrix, I'm assuming.
No.
Okay.
So heard I watched, of it.
Yeah, I watched the first Matrix as a kid. And then my dad took me to the theater to see the third one. And I was like, well, I saw the first one. So I know what the whole idea is. And then it was like, the guy's on a ship doing Matrix things to full mech war. And I was like, damn, that was a jump. Like, what happened?
Exactly.
You should watch The Matrix.
It's a pretty good movie.
I watched them not too long ago.
What's our bad sequels, though? What are some bad sequels?
I keep going back to the B movies like Sharknado, but I'm like, no, those ones don't count. I was thinking of, when you said Disney, I was thinking of all the bad Disney sequels.
Oh, yeah.
Like
Pocahontas 2.
Pocahontas 2.
Mulan 2.
Lion King 2.
Little Mermaid 2.
Anything with a 2 in it.
Kronk's New Groove. An extremely goofy movie.
Finding Dory was pretty great.
That was a good sequel.
I mean, The Incredibles 2.
But that fits because there is no 2 in Finding Dory.
Oh, that's right. True. So you're only going to review the 2 of a movie.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Now, what if it's a 2 T-O-O? Like, Look Who's Talking 2.
2.
Wasn't that 2 or was that the number 2?
No.
Was that 2?
It was a 2.
Okay. It was a 2 or is it a 2?
I think that sounds like a one-off.
Oh, okay. So that's a sign.
Make a decision later.
It's a gray line.
I was trying to think of some bad sequels. Oh,
I mean, like
Die Hard,
The Hangover 2.
Yeah,
was
nothing.
Hangover 1 that good?
Yes.
I will fight you.
All we right. will beat you down.
Keep forgetting about the goddamn tiger. You've never seen The Hangover?
I think I watched it and fell asleep during it.
To tell the audience what's happening, yeah, Sean is now losing his shit.
For our audio listeners, I can't stay awake during movies.
Okay, but how many episodes of The Bachelor or Bachelorette have you watched in a thing? How much reality television have you binged?
But
in
it's not. But it's different because there's a break.
You can break movies.
You can. It's called pause.
It's this amazing.
But it's
thing.
Not an actual break. Like usually there is some sort of wrap up at the end of an episode that brings it to some sort of a conclusion, and that is a stopping point.
True.
Which there is not in a movie.
So your brain can't function that long?
What if it's like a shorter movie? What if we only review movies that short are like movies. An hour, 30 minutes? Because, yeah, I agree.
That's
like,
pushing it.
Like 2 hours? That's pushing it? I was thinking like anything above
Give me
2 hours.
75-minute movies.
Yeah, you're going to be hard-pressed to find anything like that.
I'm not going to be able to watch like any Harry Potters or Lord of the Rings.
I do love Harry Potter. I've seen every Harry Potter.
You got to find the bias here.
I don't know.
I mean, I love the Harry Potter movies too, but...
I read the Harry Potter books first.
Okay, we choose an actor, and then she just needs to try to watch as many different movies with that actor in it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
We're not going to throw Nicolas Cage because that will take years for her to finish. But
I've done that with Will Smith.
Okay, I'm all right with that. I picture like a Jason Statham.
Yeah, that one would be good. Because he has some dramatic, but he also has mostly...
But wait, do you pick actors who have range, who pick different ones, or do you pick actors...
I think you have the actor who is the same in every movie they do.
Gotcha.
So if they're... Mr.
Like The Rock.
Yeah.
No, Mr. Bean.
My brain goes to The Rock and yours goes to Mr. Bean.
Danny DeVito. Okay. Look, okay, there's petitions out there to have Danny DeVito play like every iconic role. He needs to be the next Wolverine.
That'd be kind of funny.
It'd be perfect.
I
mean, they were talking about like making a live-action Hercules movie because they're making live-action every Disney movie now. And I was like, yeah, go for it. You just pick some really attractive guy to be Hercules. And then somebody was like, well, who's going to be Phil? Who's going to be Philotides? I was like, Danny DeVito. Because he was the voice of Philotides and he still looks like Philotides.
He does look a lot like it.
How do you... You've never seen Hercules?
No.
Oh, the rage. Well, you had seen Emperor's New Groove for the first time recently.
Yes.
Heard my recommendation. A
couple weekends ago.
Nope, never seen that either.
You just...
Disney Plus has opened up a world to me. I've seen... Mm-hmm. I saw Mulan for the first time, and then I watched live action Mulan, which I actually enjoyed.
But what about Brink?
What? Brink?
It's the roller skating live action Disney movie where they're like edgy roller skating kids in the 90s. Oh, and then like the dude, the evil guy, he's a total dick. He freaking skates ahead and then he tosses gravel on the road. And and a girl like dies basically. And he's just like, yeah, skating's my life kind of thing.
For Johnny Tsunami?
Okay. I've seen all these really great movies, but you're bringing up Disney live. Have you seen Luck of the Irish?
100%,
oh,
yes.
Oh, my God.
That's in a lower tier. Brink and Johnny Tsunami, they're right up there.
I haven't even heard of these.
It's a
Disney Plus.
Look on Disney Plus, seriously. It's all the live action ones from back in the day.
They're not live action. They're just people.
Sorry, that's what I mean. Is it people live action? Sorry, I meant just a different thing for animation. Yeah, it's live action. It's live people and there's action. What are you talking about?
Oh my goodness.
What else is live action?
Everybody, if you haven't seen Brink, if you haven't seen Johnny Tsunami, hands down, we'll stand by. There's some of the best movies that I've seen.
I teach in live action.
I was trying to think where Brink. I wanted to go with that.
Okay, I'm still waiting for the movie that you have seen that I haven't. And I'm not even a movie guy. Like, I'm not, like, I've seen every movie out there, but I'm waiting for that. But it's going to be, like, some weird French one that nobody cares about.
He doesn't watch those.
No?
Yeah.
It's in Amelie.
Sure. That's a thing. Amadeus?
No.
No, Amelie.
Yeah, Amadeus.
No.
Amelie.
Amadeus. Yeah, Amadeus.
Today is the day.
Rock me, Amadeus. I've seen Amelie.
I don't know what that is.
It's a
Today
movie.
Is the day, Sean.
Yeah, I meant real movies. Like real movies that
That's
are
a real movie.
Yeah, real movies that our listeners have actually heard.
Oh, Amelie's. Many people have heard of that one.
No, yeah. that's a item on a menu on the back page.
Nope.
Amelie. It's an omelet.
Amelie is one of the most critically acclaimed movies, you're especially French movies. Movie. Your mom's a critically acclaimed
Whoa.
Movie.
Thank you. My mom would be very proud of that.
What kind of movie is it?
It's an action movie. It's French.
You lost me.
It's very French.
It's very French.
It's very French. Okay, unless it's like, no, I don't watch French movies. Okay, no.
Today is that day.
Yeah, again, I meant real movies. Like, real movies that I could go...
Just because it's in a different language doesn't mean it's not...
Oh, it 100%.
No, it doesn't.
It's hands down, because there's people out there who won't watch a movie because it's in a different language.
Well, they're stupid people.
Well, yeah, I know, but still.
They can't read? I mean...
How many times do they say bonjour? Baguette? Omelette du fromage.
But you all you know is food.
That's the extent of my French. You like took French, like you speak French and stuff, right?
Yes.
Yeah. See, that's not fair. That's not. That doesn't. Count.
I've watched it and I don't speak French.
But you're smart. Okay.
What are you saying about me?
French. Like, okay, how many Fast and Furious movies have you seen?
Two?
I rest my case. Okay.
No, I think she proved her point in that one.
No. How many Marvel movies have you seen?
I don't know.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
That's
Is
what
Wonder
I'm saying.
Wonder Woman a Marvel movie?
No, that's DC.
You just angered so many people, certain people.
Is Wonder Woman in a Marvel movie?
I'm just saying
What are
that,
the Marvel movies?
Iron Man, Captain America.
Black Panther. You saw Black Panther.
I
know you saw
Black
Panther.
Yeah. And then Endgame.
I'm talking about
Infinity
back
War.
To the days, I'll take Michael B. Jordan holes or no holes.
Oh, God, no. Those bumps. Oh. Those bumps. I'm saying that if you threw out a certain movie, like let's just say a Marvel movie, and you threw it out to just a general crowd, and you're like, hey, have you seen Iron Man? Majority of the people are going to be like, duh, I've seen Iron Man. What are you, crazy? She would say no.
Yeah.
But you throw out Amadeus and...
Amelie!
Exactly what I said. You're going to throw that out, and then, yeah, everybody else is going to be like, what?
I think you're going to find more people know that movie than you think.
100%.
How old is it?
I think it came out.
Early 2000s?
Yeah, I was going to say when I was in middle school or high school.
Yeah.
Okay, then sure. We got that one. Good movies.
You don't know if it's good or not. You've never seen it.
Who's the actor in it?
Oh my God.
Is Adam Sandler or Kevin?
No.
No. I will not like
This is true. I did like I like Paul Blart. I find that hilarious. That was funny.
Have you seen Hamilton?
Yeah, live.
Yeah, I meant the movie.
Yeah, four times.
Yeah,
I can't sit. So she said I can't sit there and watch past 75 minutes. But you've seen Hamilton.
Yeah,
not counting
because music.
Musicals. We got to get musicals for her.
Okay.
All right. So then now what I'm reviewing is only the sequels of things with a single actor that are under 75 minutes and are musicals.
This is a very specific podcast that we're creating.
Oh, you should review Mamma Mia 2.
The fact that you found an example of that fits all of the things.
No, I think it's probably too long.
Oh, wait.
I don't know.
Hang on. Hold the phone. Hold the phone here. No, the fact that you were like 75 minutes, but you've seen Hamilton four times. Now, again, I've got roommates who have seen Hamilton, like, I want to say like five or six times. You guys are listening. Love you guys. But yeah. Let me see.
Hamilton's
Mama
good.
Mia 2 run time.
Mamma Mia.
It's an hour 54 minutes. You are allowed to watch 75 minutes of Mamma Mia 2.
I think you're going to get everything you need out of it.
I watched it. I know there was Mama and there was Mia. How did it end? Don't know. Hit my 75 minutes and I was out.
Here they go again.
She only reviews the first 75 minutes of movies.
I think we've got our new spin-off podcast.
The ending is the most important part of the movie. She's like, I don't know. Didn't get to it.
I set my stopwatch for 75 minutes.
I was watching
minutes
Harry and... Potter, and wow, he looked. I didn't know how he was going to get out of that situation. It ended.
You're welcome.
Lord. 75-minute. Okay, completely not unrelated, but Greatest Showman. Have you seen that one?
No.
It's good. Watch it.
I tried.
You didn't like it?
It was slow.
Before the 75 minutes were up?
It's a musical.
It's a musical, and a good musical. And it's got Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, but P.T. Barnum was an asshole.
But it's got Hugh Jackman. I would Hugh his Jackman so many times.
All right. I will say that on Prime, there is a new Michael B. Jordan movie.
I
know. She's working it out.
She teaches words and she's trying to understand what the hell I just said. Look, there's some people who like to Channing their Tatums, and then there's some people who like to Hugh their Jackmans.
Oh my gosh, we've lost all sense of whatever.
I think we've gone totally off script, guys.
Script, Schmidt.
I didn't even read the script.
Me neither, and I know we're off script.
No, because we're going to discuss social media. We're kind of in that realm.
I know. Everything I've said is going to be posted pretty quickly.
Channing their data.
Oh, that's a common one. That's a common one. There's like a song about it or something.
Really?
Where?
You weren't chanting his Tatums?
I like when she just all of a sudden gets super prudish. She looks really uncomfortable right now.
There's equations going on in her head right now. She's trying to go to see her board tomorrow. It's going to be like Channing Tatum, circle, and draw it over here.
I'm sorry, listeners.
I'm not. I think they're going to enjoy it. I think it'll be fun.
At this point, you probably have no idea what's happening, and that's okay because we don't either.
Also, we're getting up to that 75 minutes eventually. So.
You're right. I just got a dip.
She just runs. It's like, my time's up.
Well, speaking of running, let's take a quick break to hear a word from Anchor FM, our sponsor, and then we will. Now, that was a good segue. Come on.
Running where?
Towards that sponsorship.
That's right. Let's take a break. We'll be back in a minute with more Insanity. All right, here we go. Hope you enjoyed that new ad. I know our old one was getting kind of old. You guys are sick of hearing...
What is up with your face, Lori?
Sick of hearing Lori and Sean argue about peanut butter.
I've been saying we need to do a new ad read for a while.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It just took us an hour and a half to record that 15-second clip the first time. So, you know, like we got to prepare ourselves.
The energy we are having during this podcast is definitely like the energy
similar,
we had that ad read,
yeah.
Which is just...
Madness.
I think we all just ended up with like stomach cramps because we were laughing so hard that time.
Oh yeah, and then I went downstairs and my roommates mocked me relentlessly because all they heard was one half of that ad read where it was just me with my headset on and just peanut butter.
Then why'd you even ask?
That one broke me. Really
there did. Were many things that broke us.
There's, yeah.
All right, so we decided that this time we're gonna take a little break from our usual structure that we do and look at social media and look at our favorite things that we've seen over the year during the quarantine. During the quarantine, I became addicted to TikTok. I could sit there and all of a sudden it's 2 hours later and I don't even realize the time had passed. So once you talk, you can't stop. And I'm...
Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
But I also use Twitter to connect with teachers and to get news. Facebook's to post about what I cooked or to look at funny animal pictures.
Or to post this podcast.
Or to post this podcast. So.
Wait, you post our podcast on TikTok?
No. Well,
Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. Sorry.
Yeah, we'd move subjects. You got to keep up here.
Hugh Jackman.
All right.
Channing Tatum.
Are you just... Oh, God. Sean's doing his thing where he just throws out buzzwords to try to seem like he's paying attention.
Will Smith.
Sean, how do you use social media?
Podcast. Social media is a fickle mistress with myself. I want... I'm sorry. Oh, gosh. social media is the devil, but it's a necessary one. No, all truth. I used to have like all the social media kind of thing. And then I found that I really didn't like it, especially Facebook. I have this theory that, you know, we like subconsciously, we think like, man, I haven't hung out with my buddy in a while. I should give him a call. And then you'll go on Facebook, go to their profile and see like their photos, and maybe you'll comment or hit a like or something. And then it like fulfills our brain's desire to like interact with that person because we feel like we have. And, you know, because it would happen times where people who used to like would hit me up and we'd hang out, they would like one of my posts or, you know,
like.
And, but they would never actually reach out to me. And also there was just a lot of toxicity that I was getting. So it's like I got rid of my Facebook and right now I only have my Instagram, which is basically more of just a collection of photos that I have. But at the same time, like social media is like a lot. Social media is just ridiculously important for the positive stuff that you talked about, Stephanie, with education and food and just knowledge and all of that stuff. So it's like I'm trying to sift my way through the negativity that's associated with it to get what I want out of it. I use Reddit a ton because I can kind of more control what I see, especially with, yeah, like Facebook, I actively avoid. But yeah, for me, it's about finding, you know, funny things or useful information or trying to avoid, especially, you know, given the last year that it's been, some of the negative stuff, trying to shut that away.
What about you, Lori?
Lately, I have used social media less and less. I had Snapchat for a while, fully deleted Snapchat. The only things I still have are Facebook and Instagram. And even Facebook, I'm not using as much. And Instagram, I use mostly to like scroll and see other things that other people post, but like my posting has gone down a lot. My like interaction with other people has gone down a lot. Why do you think that is? I think I just have too much else going on that it used to kind of feel like an escape, that I could just kind of like, it would give me something to do. And now I think I'm finding my escape in other ways. And I don't know, I guess I'm getting old.
Well, for me, especially given the last year,
curmudgeon-y.
I felt weird posting something. Especially just with COVID and everything going on. Like I wasn't doing a lot. So I didn't have a lot of like material. Like, here's me sitting on my couch being safe. Here's me again sitting on my couch being safe. But once I got vaccinated and stuff and like the first whatever trip that I did or, you know, first social aspect, I wanted to be like, oh my gosh, like I'm free kind of thing. Like I can do this stuff. But I also was like, it's still not the right time to post that stuff. And yeah, so since then I just haven't felt the need. Hopefully this summer, maybe when I actually do something that's actually like, hey, look, I actually did something cool.
I think I've also tried to be really intentional. I think the past year has made me realize how much I value time with other people and the actual experiences that I have. And so whether it's subconsciously or on purpose, I think I have tried to make an effort to fully be present in the moments that I'm in rather than being concerned about what's happening on social media or how am I going to present this to everybody else.
Yeah.
It is. Once you get to a point where you post something you didn't want to, or, you know, you have an accident about that, and then you start to realize that your conversations on Facebook or on Twitter or on anything are not real conversations. They're not really your friends.
You use Twitter. And both of us, both Lori and I, don't at all, really.
Like, well, Twitter I mostly use to get news, talk with people who are politicians and people who are teachers of teaching history and that sort of thing. I follow mostly historians and reporters and teachers and some other people that are just fun to follow, comedians a lot of times.
That's what I mean. It's like it serves a purpose and it serves a really good purpose, but you have to be able to use it and you have to understand how to avoid it. Like with Instagram, especially, I have to make sure that it's like looking out for the feed kind of thing, because then there will be people that just based off of their Instagram lives, you're like, oh man, this person's life is perfect and they deal with no problems whatsoever kind of thing. And
yeah,
you compare yourself to
Well, and comparison is deadly because it really affects your self-esteem because you can't compare yourself to other people because everybody's life is different. So, yeah, my mom's always sending me Instagram. Did you see that message I sent you on Instagram? I'm like, I haven't opened Instagram in like 4 days. I don't know. And it's usually just a picture of a cat or something, but she really likes to do that. Yeah, she gets into arguments on Facebook, and I just refuse to do that anymore.
About cats?
No. No.
I was like, who is siding? What is the size of these arguments?
She's trying to convince people that cats are wonderful, but oh. No. Politics, mostly. But yeah, I mean, social media is one of those... fickle mistress is a good word for it. I mean, it is. It's just like, yeah. Sometimes it's great you and other times.
Me, you laughed at yourself.
Yeah, because I'm silly, but.
No. Well, I mean, you've heard those stories of somebody who was suicidal or something was happening. They posted something on Twitter or somewhere and then all these people responded to them. But if you're looking for your self-worth on social media, and when I have kids come to me and say, I want to be an influencer, I'm like, oh, dear Lord.
That is something we do have to deal with now.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a class on social media marketing.
Yeah. It is that kind of, I mean.
Oh, yeah. I had an assignment that I graded recently that a student had put in. They talked about like how they were active for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And the student's response was like, so how were you active this week? And the student's response, and I quote, was, I played basketball and edited my YouTube videos. And I was like, okay, half of that was active.
But yeah, editing your YouTube videos isn't really active.
But yeah, I was just like, oh, yeah, that's like, and a few other students have talked about like their friends with YouTube channels and all that kind of stuff,
yeah.
Which I'm just like, that's cool and all, but yeah, it's just, we're definitely showing our age.
I know.
That was not a thing. Not a thing at all.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole YouTube thing. I feel like an old woman saying,
I like YouTube.
It's a website that has a bunch of videos, right?
What?
Now you understand YouTube.
I have a few people I follow on YouTube just for like mindless things to watch that are shorter than TV shows.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
There was a time when they were doing more of that, more like web series type of things on YouTube. I don't know if they're still doing that.
More scripted stuff.
Well, yeah, just like short little ad libs, either a how-to video or sometimes there's actual stories where there's some telling a story, but just like in shorter chunks.
There are comedians who have made like a Bo Burnham, who's got Netflix specials and stuff. He started out like on YouTube making those stuff. Like I remember watching those.
There's a channel I really like to watch. I am not vegan by any stretch. But there is this vegan channel where they take people's favorite foods that are not vegan and try to make vegan versions of them. And it's pretty fun to watch. Like they just made one that was making vegan bacon out of rice paper.
That would really help our student who says they're vegan but also loves BLTs.
But they just take very interesting things that you would never think of and try to make them vegan. Mm. And then give, or like there was one that was vegan mac and cheese is like this person's or mac and cheese is this person's favorite meal. And this person says, all right, let me like see the recipe for your favorite mac and cheese. And then I'm going to try and replicate that in vegan and then feed it to you and see what you think. And I just think it's interesting to watch.
Well, having been vegan before for an off and on spell, like, yeah, that's one of the things. Like, it's really challenging to find those, you know, it's like, yeah, here's the vegan version of this. And it's like, let's just say like vegan meatloaf. And then you eat it and it tastes like you're eating something and somebody's just whispering the word meatloaf to you as far as flavoring goes. So,
yeah, I was watching something. A video of a lady who did vegan cooking, and she made bacon out of she made bacon out of carrots, like slice them.
Oh yeah, they did that one. They also did a smoked salmon out of carrots.
Interesting.
It's where you eat a carrot and you look at a photo of a smoked salmon.
My taste.
Oh, I can. Yes. Smoked salmon. It's like subliminal messaging right now.
All right, so we all kind of went through our social medias and picked a couple stories or things, postings that we were really excited about, and we're going to...
Oh, the ones you're really excited about, Lori?
or we learned something from, or they provoked a thought. I don't know.
Listen, Stephanie just told me to take pictures of things I saw on social media. And I guess the doom and gloom mindset that I'm in was like, find terrible things on social media. I didn't know they could have been good. That's my disclaimer.
It wasn't challenging for her to find doom and gloom in social media.
Yeah, I just happened to pick all good things because I was tired of the doom and gloom. But you are also teaching a whole class about murder. So.
I am teaching a whole class about murder. You're right.
And how to get away with it.
No. But we might watch an episode or two.
Ah. That's
end okay. of the year. End of the year.
That's okay. Stephanie and I called all our students racist the other day.
Yeah, repeatedly.
You know what? Listeners, you're racist too. We all are.
Sean, we got to protect like the 3 followers we have.
Those 3 racists? Ah, we love you guys, despite your racism. We built off of the lesson besides just calling them racist, guys. Come on.
Sean, your former roommates that are listening are going to be very upset.
I'm going to get a stern talking to when I see them here this weekend.
All right. Well, I will talk about my first post that I chose.
Starting high and I'll bring them low.
Yeah. I'll bring them up and then you just bring them back down to reality. I was scrolling through Twitter one day and I saw this post from the LA Public Library of this band called the Linda Lindas, who are a middle school girl punk band. And I was like, what the heck is going on here? And I was really impressed with the girls and I thought their music was awesome. And then I watched the movie on Netflix called Moxie, which is about girl empowerment in high school, which it was a pretty good movie. It was done by Amy Poehler and she plays the mom in it. And it was really good. And they were in there performing and it was, but I just really liked that idea of middle school girls using punk and, you know, speaking about it and actually doing a really good job. They sounded really similar to Bikini Kills and a couple other girl punk bands from when I was younger. So that was my big thing.
Hey, Stephanie, you want to start a rap band?
Why are you mocking me, man? Why are you mocking me?
Because you called it a rap band.
All right. So what's your social media thing that has impressed you? Yeah, shout out to the Linda Lindas, by the way.
Well, mine are not so impressive. mine are just dumb. I have there are a handful of people I keep on social media just to, I don't even know at this point.
Stalk.
No, to try to hear what the other side is saying, I guess. To like understand some semblance of stupidity, like, I guess, maybe. This post was about, if you didn't know, Demi Lovato came out as non-binary and now uses they, them pronouns. And this person posted how it was a huge, long, multi-paragraph rant about how they will refuse to refer to Demi by they, them pronouns because she is a daughter of God and must be represented and respected as such. And just because somebody wants to do wrong does not mean that we should give way to their sin.
Must be nice to live in that little world where reality doesn't dwell.
And also, it's none of your fucking business.
No. I think that's the biggest thing that's been, especially on those people that I still follow a few of them too. You know, you're like, why do you care? I mean, if this person was like a friend of Demi Lovato's or a relative, okay, fine. I mean, that would be, but it's like, you don't know her. Why do you care if she's they, them, or she, he, or whatever it is? I mean, I don't understand where you get off being that person. And it just, that bothers me so much.
I think I've also realized in these things is that like, I think it's just freaking, I think he's a freaking idiot. But I also know that the relationship that I have with this person, no matter what I say, it's always going to be over Facebook and it's never going to change his mind.
Right.
So there is no amount of quote unquote conversation, because it's not a real conversation, that I could have that would change his mind. So I guess I just kind of have to like keep scrolling and move on by. Yeah. Which doesn't feel great as an advocate, but
no.
Also,
but I mean, the stage of social media is not a place where any advocacy is really going
to
happen.
Exactly. And that's what that's what I've realized this year with regards to social media.
For me, again, I've been using Reddit for, you know, most anything that I guess would be considered social media, really. And like one that I think it's just, I really enjoy just the opportunities for improv that it allows. Like some of the comments just bring me just great joy. So like one of the subreddits, Ask Reddit, is a great one just because there are some very random questions. And I've taken some of those questions and even posed them to our staff here.
Oh, dear Lord.
Because I have created like just so many fights amongst the staff that have just preoccupied our day.
Don't ask Sean how he takes a bath. He's a monster.
Again, okay.
Monster.
And this one is, again, a shout out to another podcast that I listen to that...
Sean sits in the bath empty
no,
and fills it up
no,
while sitting in the bath.
No, I don't. Okay, so again, shout out to the other podcast that had this question that I heard and then I stole it and then told it to the staff. Again, when you take a bath, do you fill up the whole tub completely and or even halfway, whatever? We've had to have, you know, other things to the rules here. Do you fill it up and then get into the bath, or do you get the water running and then sit in it while it's filling up? I get in the tub while it's filling up because I'm a big boy and it's going to overflow, I feel like, if I flow it up halfway. Everybody on staff seems to think I'm a monster. Some people
monster.
Have come around. My latest one is there was a box of donuts that we had here recently because Stephanie's student teacher got a job. Yay.
Woo-hoo. You all know her. It's Amanda.
That's
Amanda.
True.
That's right.
I was testing y'all and the host passed. Well done.
Thanks. We only see her every day.
I was waiting for the listeners to chime in.
As right. they do
I'm
so
still,
often.
I'm still waiting.
Is that Channing your Tatum?
No, that was Hughie Jackman.
Sorry, my
Come
bad.
On now.
Is that Willing your Smith?
That's disgusting. How dare you?
How dare you?
That's somebody's son. Anyway, sorry.
So what was this question?
Sorry about that. Oh, yeah. So we had donuts this morning. And yesterday morning? Whatever. We had donuts at some point in time. Time's a blur. And some of the staff come in to grab it, and they immediately go and grab an apple fritter. And that got me mad. Rustled my jimmies. Because...
Why? Because you can't have donuts?
Yes. I'm diabetic. No, because out of all the donuts that are in there, you go for the apple fritter first? That's barbaric, okay?
What should we have gone for?
Maple bar, first and foremost. And honestly, anything after that, I don't care. After that, it's up for debate. Anytime there's a box of donuts that I would have, the apple fritter is like the last one, always.
You would take a sprinkle cake donut
over an
apple
fritter?
Fritter?
Yes, but if somebody chose an apple fritter over a cake sprinkle one, I'm not going to get mad at that. If there is a maple anything, if there is a cinnamon anything.
Jelly filled?
You know, not my biggest cup of tea, but I feel like that should go over an apple fritter.
Boston cream.
Boston cream.
I do love, that's my other favorite. Apple yeah. fritters and Boston creams are my two
favorite. I'm just
favorite
saying, and it wasn't even that, like, Lori came in and grabbed an apple fritter first, okay? I know her. She's weird. But three other staff members came in, and it was like, oh, boy, apple fritters! Oh, sweet! And everybody was like, wait, you say apple fritters? And then they, like, came through the window and stuff going for these apple fritters. It was just weird.
Which is ironic, because our window's only open, like, 2 inches.
They were very slender.
That's big enough to get a donut through.
It was just weird, man. But, yeah. Yeah.
We've gotten to see the inner psyche of Sean in these, and so it's... scared us a little bit.
As I descend into more madness than the other people, I tend to just kind of say whatever pops in my brain. And when that happens...
It's like he likes to just be in a group and then just start something.
Oh, yeah,
and then run away.
Yeah.
I learned it from our students. But they do it with drama and fights.
Yeah.
I do it with just weird questions.
Oh, did you hear what she said about
and
you?
Just arguments about like which potato chip bag should be the
What was the other one we were arguing over? There was the bath one, the donuts, but there was another one.
The potato chip. If
you have a bag of the small bags of chips, what are the
Oh,
last
that's
ones?
Right.
Yeah,
yeah,
because we said my friends and I, we said regular Lay's potato chips and Fritos are like the remainder ones that nobody wants.
I love Fritos.
And sure enough, one of them texted me and was like, they were at like a restaurant or something getting takeout, and somebody explicitly asked for regular Lay's potato chips, and I was like, they're a monster. Like, any other potato chip, you'd take over a regular Lay's.
My argument was that I would reach for the I would probably have the sour cream and onion Lay's left at the bottom, not because I like them less than I like the regular Lay's, but because I have to be in the mood for them. And I feel like the Lay's classic potato chip is just that. It is classic. You know exactly what you're getting. It is not an intense burst of flavor. It just kind of is.
There's a rage muscle.
Burst of flavor. If I'm not in the mood for sour and or...
sour cream and or chives.
Sour cream and or chives. And or onion.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my goodness.
So that's what I'm saying. So that's who's educating children right now. The guy who's really got his priorities straight.
Just running around to groups of people going, how do you take a bath?
No, I've only said that to the teachers and stuff. I also tried to create an emergency staff meeting about the apple fritter thing, which I realized it would slowly turn into an intervention about me, because apparently I work with a bunch of apple fritter loving monsters.
Or we just don't care.
Here is my hill. I will die on it. I do not care.
He has a lot of more higher deal breakers than I ever thought.
A lot of hills I will die. Okay.
Mountainous.
It's mountainous.
It's that and a lack of French movies. And I don't know.
You know, I think that we have...
What do you think, huh?
...bothered our listeners quite a bit today.
I'm sorry.
My other social medias were just about some politicians getting their comeuppance or whatever in it. That always made me happy to see that.
Little karma.
Some good old karma is nice to see on social media sometimes, even if I don't participate in it. And then my final one was the 1716 Project, the response that came to that. So the 1716 Project was what Trump put out right before he left office in response to their response to the 1619 Project, which is about the history of slavery and how slavery has been kind of a cornerstone of the formation of our country and, you know, critical race theory and all these different things. And the 1716 Project was like the stupidest thing that anybody, any historian, even the super conservative historians were like, what? This, it's not history. It's just like, let's talk about how wonderful white people are. And so it was just reading through the historians, just slamming on it was...
Go on.
Gives me happiness.
That's what I mean, dude. It's like the things that are just winning the internet. Like when you see somebody get certain karma things. There was one that has been brought up a lot. The Mariners, the Seattle Mariners, because of just, they're awful. They're terrible.
I have a joke about the Mariners.
Go ahead. Okay.
So, you know, the Mariners had some issues with COVID.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's because they're one of the least vaccinated teams in Major League Baseball.
The majors are. Their minor league team is actually doing the minor league ones. Right, but yes.
Right. In Major League Baseball.
Correct.
Yes. And the joke was that they're not going to have to do any contact tracing because nobody on the Mariners can make contact. But,
Yeah, I read that one and I was like, this is fantastic. When COVID, or not when COVID was starting, but when the baseball season was starting, they were talking about, oh, they're going to get to have fans, but they're going to have them in a socially distance, distance seats or whatever. And a comment I saw said, that's fine. They've been socially distancing their fans for the last 15 years because of just how small, you know, how bad the turnout is. And I'm just like, yes, self-aware.
Bravo.
Yes,
bravo.
Well done. This is fantastic. Our team can't baseball well.
That's for sure.
It's, yeah, the contact tracing one was like, oh, so much truth to that. Oh, fantastic. Oh, it's great. Yeah. Yeah. Those moments, I'm just like, you, sir, have won the internet today. Here is your ribbon.
I will say that if you ever want to just completely get lost in something other than your life, TikTok's a great place to go.
No.
Yeah, it is. I want to keep sending you TikToks. All the time.
I won't open them.
I do try to open them, and then it says, like, you need to download TikTok. And I'm like, no. I don't want the TikTok.
You can open it, watch it without having to download it.
I have a friend who is just very big into TikTok. It's like you and him, and that's like it for age range of 25 to 85.
Yeah.
Who watches or who uses TikTok?
Oh, but it's interesting. It is. It really, really is.
She's going down that rabbit hole.
And so if you're sitting here wondering, what the heck just happened in this past hour?
Wait, are we at 75 minutes?
No.
Are we practicing for your review? Go ahead, Lori.
We don't know either. Come back and join us next time.
And on that note, I really appreciate you guys being here. I mean, this was literally just us talking. I mean, we had something planned, but then, you know.
You need to work on your reviews, Lori. That was terrible.
That was terrible.
All you said was, things happened. Goodbye.
I mean, that's like you and your zombie review. There were zombies. It was a movie.
Well, I'm not going to spoil anything out of it. It was a movie. It was enjoyable.
I don't want to spoil anything either.
Because you haven't watched anything. Wait, you're going to spoil what they just listened to? All right, look. In the fine wisdom words of one of our students. Hey, Cloudy. No meatballs?
Without the meatballs.
Cloudy without the meatballs.
Wow. We've already gone there. I think you just said that so we can make that the title of the podcast. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening again. I'm sure we'll be back and we'll have to include some lovely 75-minute one actor. What else for the parameters?
Musical.
Direct sequels. Explicitly a certain actor to focus on.
Yeah, that ought to be fun for all of us.
So, Mamma Mia 2 coming at you next
time. Just the first 75 minutes of it, though. No more of it.
And watch Brink.
Watch Brink.
All right. Thank you for listening to Meet Me After Class. If you have suggestions or you want to tell Lori that she's weird for not watching movies, you can email us at meetmeafterclass20@gmail.com. You can post on Anchor if you are interested in some of the stuff we do and want to talk to us. We would love to hear from you.
Or you can do all that if you want to cue Sean's Jackman.
Yeah. Whoa. Or Channing's Tatum.
Also, the title's going to be I'm a Little Too.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye now.